It's Deprogrammed. My name is Justin, and I am a host. Yeah, we'll say it. And I go around liking my own tweets, or at least tweets about me, because, why not? Sounds fun. I'm not taking a run at Royston Langdon. I'm not, I promise. Hey, look, in 54321, baby, you can call me a Patreon, because patreon.com/ohhijustin is where you can go and pledge $1 a month. I'm going to leave it just like that. I'll do the harder sell on the other end of the show. Today, we are talking about Space Sog. So in 54321, I'm going to introduce the panel. And this was a very, very last minute thing, but joining us via Skype, ladies and gentlemen, John Allison.
Hey, how's it going, Justin?
Hey, and also all the way from Orlando, Florida, Peter Gardner.
Howdy.
So I already mentioned this was a rush job, so I apologize in advance to Space Hog. We did, 2 days ago we came up with this?
Yeah, like Thursday, I believe it was.
Yeah. Well. Okay. So, let's go into the full thing. Full disclosure here. John and I were going to be doing Alabama tomorrow with Alfredo. And Alfredo had to bounce out at the last minute. So instead of taking a week off, like, you know, I don't know, maybe I should. I freaked out and was like, let me figure out a small discography band that we can kind of blast out, and. Space Hog came up, and I put Space Hog out there, and Peter was like, oh man, I can do Space Hog. So let's start with that. I had Resident Alien, but Peter, you said you got, like, almost immediately you bought the Chinese album.
Yeah. I had Resident Alien and I liked a few songs from that, and then it just kind of faded from my memory. And then, I heard, the lead single from the Chinese album Mungo City, and I really liked that song, and I was like, okay, I'm buying that. And I really liked that album. And then I don't know, it's just like with a lot of 90s alternative bands, they just kind of faded away as, you know, other bands came into the picture, and I just kind of lost track of them.
Like, I never got the Chinese album. I do remember hearing, now that you say it, Mungo City. I think I actually saw the video for it, and I vaguely remember a video for it and a little bit of radio play. But John, you were pretty much only familiar with In the Meantime.
Yeah, that's pretty much the only song that I had heard by this band at all. And I really didn't remember that until I heard it again.
Right.
Like, I was familiar with the song somewhat, but like I couldn't sing it or anything, but as soon as I heard it, it brought back memories of when it was new. But any of these other songs I had never heard before.
So you're basically sitting in my seat, like almost every week. That's me.
Yes.
Welcome to the hot seat, my friend.
Oh, it was fun. It was fun.
Well, thankfully, we also have to mention there is a fourth Space Hog album called The Hogacy, which apparently is not on Spotify. And like a dummy, I didn't look it up on Wiki, so I didn't notice. So we're covering the other three Space Hog albums. And I also want to say this before we hop in. I was very familiar with Resident Alien going in. I don't want to say a love for Resident Alien. There's a Justin-defining song on the album. And then there's like a handful of others that I really enjoyed. Resident Alien's basically like a once a year maybe play for me. So I didn't know what to expect from the rest of the discography, but I really enjoyed the other two records, like a lot, like maybe enough to where I'm going to probably listen to those more often than Resident Alien.
I liked them much better than Resident Alien personally.
And Peter, you had already had, you know, that love for the Chinese album.
Yeah, and now I want to check out Hogacy because I only got to hear the other album after that.
So, and Hogacy is basically in between, right?
Yeah.
So it's weird how albums like just kind of drop off. Like they don't, like there's a Local H album missing off of Spotify, and I don't understand what that's about. I'm sure it's some sort of legal rights or something.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. I'm sure it's rights issues with record labels that own you know, the rise to those particular records. Like, I think Artemis is the label that Haugussy was on.
Oh.
And, you know, they could be out of business or they could have been absorbed by another label and they just don't put it out there. A lot of stuff is that way. Half of Danzig's discography is not even on Spotify or any streaming service.
Oh. Well, it's the world we live in. You know, it. I like using Spotify for this show, and I should put this out here too, because I think a lot of people wonder why there's always constraints on some of the bands that we do. I like having a list to be able to present at the end, and it's easy to put a playlist together on Spotify and just share that link out. It's just much easier that way than even YouTube, or I mean, I guess YouTube is equally as easy, but I like Spotify. I pay for Spotify, man. I'm gonna use Spotify. So I want to get a couple other things out here about Space Hog Royston. If you happen to be listening, please give me a ring, man. I'd love to talk to you. I'd love to bounce this list off you. But Royston and Anton are brothers. So oddly enough, much like Oasis, you have two brothers kind of fronting the band. I don't know, maybe.
Yeah. And as far as I know, that there's been no internal drama between them, unlike Oasis.
Yeah, right.
Exactly. Or like the Black Crowes.
Yeah, yeah. But one of them, I don't know if it's Roy or if it's Anton, one of them's married to Liv Tyler, or was.
I think that was Royston, was married to her for a while.
So he's not anymore. Yeah, I don't know why.
I don't believe so.
We're diving into personal lives. Folks, if you're listening, we're not trying to dump on Space Hog. It's just that we put this together at the last minute, and I really enjoyed the music. So with that being said, let's hop into the music section of this. The name of the game is Deprogrammed, and the three of us, in a very quick amount of time, have weeded out 15 songs that we think represent the band well, or just songs that we dig, and we're going to now mash them together in an attempt to present you with a top 10 starter kit for the band Space Hog. And for me this time, oh, you know what, I did forget one thing. So we had a quick amount of time, and I want to talk about how we came up with our 15. If you thought about it as hard, or if you just pulled songs that you liked, how did you put it together this time, John?
Well, for me, this was actually easier than the other time I had to do it, because I don't have any history with this band, so I don't know, you know, what their signature songs are. So when I did it, I just thought, well, if I had to join this band today and put together a set list to play, what songs would I pick?
Mm.
And that's kind of how I picked my 15.
Dig it, dig it. And Peter?
Oh, since I was familiar with the first two albums, like, I was almost inclined to just be like, yeah, just, you know, put those two as my 15, but then cut off, you know, whatever needs to be cut off to set it at 15. And then I listened to the third album and I was like, oh, well, there's some good stuff here too. So it was a different kind of challenge than that, like going through 8 albums and then trying to figure out 20 songs from 8 albums.
I definitely this time had, I want to say like 5 or 6 that I was ready to pull from Resident Alien. And I gotta say, I'm happy that I ended up having to cut some stuff from Resident Alien, because I think the other two records were just better representations of the band. Although some of the songs, like separately from Resident Alien, I think are stronger. I think as albums, as wholes, the other two are far superior, actually. All right, let me get my list up, because I mentioned that there is a Justin defining song, and somebody middle of last year asked me, hey, if you had to pick 10 songs that like really just define you, what would they be? And I refined and refined and refined, and there's a Space Hog song that did make it into my 10, and it's this one. And I almost always regret coming out swinging with my favorite or like a personal song, but I'd be lying to myself if I didn't. Cruel to Be Kind.
I don't have that one.
It's on my list.
Oh, thank goodness. it's got the rock and piano, which I love. It's got a really fun guitar riff. and you don't have to be cruel to be kind. When I listen to that, that sounds like Space Hog to me. That's what they do. Kind of just a fun rock vibe. Like, you know, that's the best way to put it, I guess. All right. We'll swing it over to John.
I will throw out Mungo City as my first pick.
Yes.
Yep. I got it.
All right.
Yep. That one was undeniable. It was almost like I was hearing it for the first time when I heard it, even though I'm almost positive I heard it on the radio and I saw the video. Just hearing it within the context of the album, it felt new. It rocks. It's got very fun guitars. And again, very signature Space Hog sound. So,
and a very huge David Bowie influence.
Yes.
Yeah, they got a lot of glam rock influence going on here.
Absolutely. Which is weird because I don't know that maybe I just haven't dug into enough glam rock stuff. I would have never thought that glam would be something I'd be into. And a lot of the stuff that I like the most definitely pulls that huge Bowie glam influence. So, all right, Peter.
From that same album, this one is kind of like a mix of like rockabilly and glam, Anonymous.
Oh, man, no.
Yeah, I don't have that one either. Sorry.
Well, shit.
All right. All right. You know what? I'm going to swing on over to As It Is on Earth, which was the last record. And this one really stuck out to me. It has actually almost like a, it's like a choral, almost a gospel feel. And it's a closer, and it's a great closer. It's arguably their best closer. Glad to Know.
I have that one.
Yeah, so do I.
Yeah. Like, it's weird because, again, great record. And I enjoyed my time with Space Hog, but I get to that end, and like, I was sad that it was over. I was sad that the album was over. I was sad that I was done listening to Space Hog for the time. That one just, it really, really got to me. So I'm glad that one got through. All right, John?
All right. How about Second Avenue?
Nope.
Yes. Yes.
All right. So it's in the conversation at least.
That's right. And, you know, and I was thinking about it. I think there's going to be very few whiffs. And then I feel bad because Peter had one of the whiffs. But I don't think we're going to have a lot of whiffs. We don't have a lot of material to work with here. So, all right, Peter?
I'm a huge REM fan, so when I heard that Michael Stipe was doing guest vocals on this album, I was surprised because you don't really see him pop up in guest spots on records. So, Almond Kisses from Chinese Album.
Oh, God. That one actually made, there was, I pulled 20 initially. If we had 20, Almond Kisses would have been on.
Yeah, it was a late cut for me. I don't have it either.
Ah.
I'll plop that up at top because it was a tough cut. So just in case we need NTP. Just in case. Poor Peter, man. I'm feeling really, really bad here. But we're still doing all right. All right. Let me go back to the Chinese album. And this, I feel like erased. I initially had, because I want to say it's like the second or third track, and it completely changed my mind on the album. Like, at first I was like, oh, this is going to be an okay album. Then I heard this, and I was like, ooh, Goodbye Violet Race.
Nope.
I don't have it. It was a late cut, though.
Oh, whiff. All right, John.
All right. This one was probably my favorite song of all the ones that I heard. It's just well written. It's got a great hook. It's about something I can relate to. I Wish You Well.
Yes. Yep.
I've got that.
Hey. There we go.
One thing I want to say about this band is that the singer is also the bass player, and he's actually a really good bass player. You don't really see that a lot with singers who play bass at the same time. Like, they just kind of do simple bass lines, whereas he's just kind of doing like bouncy bass lines that are kind of going all over the place while singing the song at the same time, which I think is commendable.
Yeah, I think that's amazing, and that'll come into the conversation with some of these songs later on, I'm sure. But yeah, he is. I was most impressed with his kind of complicated bass lines while he's singing at the same time.
Yeah, it's a very smooth sound too. Like, it's not clunky, it's not overly rocky. It's great because it's underneath those, we'll call them simple guitars. They're not always, but like these just big rock jams, and he's just playing these like smooth, like complicated bass riffs. It's wonderful. It's smooth. I dig it. All right, Peter.
I'm gonna go back to Resident Alien. Space is the place.
Oh yeah.
Oh, I do not have that one.
So the line, and actually I think this one's Anton singing it. They switch off here, and it's just because you're loving him, it doesn't mean just because you're fucking him, it doesn't mean you don't love me. Just the way, just the presentation of it. It's a fun, fast paced. It's raucous. Yeah, that was one of the ones, like, from jump, I was like, yeah, I want this one in. And so I'm glad I kept it around.
It's as close as they get to punk rock.
Yes, absolutely. And it's pretty in your face. Actually, even I think the second verse is, just because you kiss your brother doesn't mean to say you're gay. Just because you're loving him, it doesn't mean you don't love me. Oh, it's great. It's what a great tune. All right.
But so, it got two, right?
Yeah, it got two. So we've got three all the way through and three in the convo. So we're doing all right here. We're doing A-okay. We have plenty to bounce. I'm going to trot this one out, even though technically I think it's one of the more weaker ones that I pulled through. It's a great closer. It's a simple, like, thought that expands into a really good tune. Beautiful Girl.
I do not have that one.
That was a late cut.
Was that a one yes, one no, or was that two no's?
Two no's.
Okay, two no's. All right. Funny, we all love Chinese.
Sorry,
funny, we all love Chinese album, but we're having trouble hitting on which ones we do. All right, go ahead, John. Sorry.
How about zeros?
Zero.
I have that one.
I don't, unfortunately. But that was definitely one of my early ones that I ended up booting off. All right, Peter?
Let's just get this one out of the way. In the meantime.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got it.
Yep. I mean, look. We can try to ignore it all we want. That bass line is unreal. It's very definitive of their sound. And even like John said when we first started this, like, he didn't realize that was like the math doesn't always compute with that song. People may know the song, but they don't know it's Space Hog.
Yeah, I guess it does define them in a way, although I think they've made better music since then.
Agreed.
But, that song's structured really well. Like, it's so open, and I guess, like, that complicated bass line that he plays kind of holds the song together so mm-hmm. that the two guitar players and keyboards can kind of, you know, make space and do whatever they want.
God, yeah. And, I mean, just, it's a fun tune to, like, sing along to. And we love the audio, you. And I mean, it's just fun. Like, I think that's the best way to put it. It's just a fun rock tune. All right. What do I try here? Because we got that one out of the way. All right, I'll go back to As It Is on Earth, and this one really stuck out to me as a fun rock tune. Gluttony.
I have it.
I don't.
Okay, so we got one. 1, 2, 3, 4. All right. So we've got, just to let you all know before we get into this next round, 4 through 5 in the combo. And I've got 5 left. All right, John?
How about Never Coming Down Part 2?
We are never coming down. I don't have it.
I don't have it.
Wow, okay.
I know. I feel like I was a little too selective on Resident Alien. All right, Peter?
I like this one because it's kind of ballsy to open your album with a 7-minute song, Deceit.
I got it.
I don't. That was a really cut, though. I like that tune a lot.
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, Peter, but...
No, I mean... Like, I had never heard the album before, so, like, I'm listening to it, and I'm like, okay, the opening track, this is going on for a really long time, but it's a really good song, though.
Yeah. No, it's funny, because, like you said, it's ballsy. Like, I looked at the length, and I was like, oh, I don't know if I have time for this. I'm just like, I don't know, should I skip this? I ended up putting it down at the bottom of my list, just because I thought maybe because of the length, it was, you know, I would have been the only one to have it. So I was like, well, you know, maybe somebody else will have it and it'll get in there. But yeah, it's a ballsy track one, and it's fun. Like, well, it's kind of gorgeous, actually.
Mm-hmm.
All right. My turn. I've been looking at this one, and Captain Freeman.
I've got it.
I do not have that one, but it was also a late cut.
All right. Good to know for positioning later. All right, John.
How about Now I'm Only Dreaming?
Nope. All right, Peter.
Space Hog, the song.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, yeah, baby, I'm a space hog. That was one of the ones I initially pulled and ended up cutting.
Yeah, I cut it as well.
But I want to slide that one up towards the top with Almond Kisses, because that one's definitely... Although, actually, at this point, I don't think we need it. Nope. All right. All right. Getting down to the nitty-gritty here. I'm down to my last 3. I'll trot my last one out here from Resident Alien. Starside.
I have it.
I don't have it.
All right. Got one, but not the other. Starside, meet me when I'm home. I just thought it was just, it's just a good tune. That's all. sometimes I'm trying to say too many words just to say it's a great tune. All right, John.
All right. So... if I have thrown this one out before, I apologize, because I actually have 1, 2, 3, 4 songs on my list, so I may have forgot to mark one off. How about Candyman?
I've got it.
Candyman. The Candyman did it. Golly. I really wish I would have refined my list a little, because you guys have some of the ones that I just thought for sure no one would have. I love Candyman. Saying goo, 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 ga, ga. God, I love that tune. I don't have it. What's funny here is all of us kind of said, Resident Alien, good, but, you know, the other albums are better. But there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 in the combo and 1 all the way through. All right, Peter?
Okay, so... I almost didn't include this because I thought it was a cover when I checked Wikipedia, but it's not. One of These Days from Chinese Album, because I looked at the Wikipedia, and it's got everybody from the Talking Heads listed next to it, and I was like, oh shit, is this a cover? And I just never heard the song. I was like, no, they just sampled something, one of their songs.
Ah, so they were just giving credit.
Yeah.
All right. No, I don't have that one.
Yeah, me neither, unfortunately.
All right. I'm down to my last two here, so how about Sunset Boulevard?
Oh, that was a late cut.
Yeah, definitely a late cut for me. I love that song, though.
We'll put that one up at the top just in case we need it. And John?
How about Cool Water?
Golly, that was good. Nope, I don't have
no.
It. No. Nope. All right, Peter?
Let's see, what do I have left? Skylark.
Oh, yeah, but I don't have it.
Yeah, it's a good tune, but I don't have it either.
I've noticed that a lot of my picks were the Anthony songs.
Yeah. Well, what I liked about the reason I ended up not pulling Skylark through, because doesn't it have like kind of a circusy feel?
Yeah. And yeah. It's kind of bouncy.
Yeah. And I was like, I love this, but if I'm trying to pull somebody in, I was leaning more towards like guitar stuff, bass stuff. So. All right. My last tune is Carry On.
I have that.
I don't.
All right. All right. You got anything left, John?
I have one song left.
All right.
Which is Love is a Curious Thing.
Nope.
All right. Okay. And might as well clear it out, whatever you got left, Peter.
The only one I have left is Shipwrecked.
Oh.
Yeah, that was a really late cut for me. I like that tune a lot.
Shipwrecked at the sea. Man. So we all, before I give the rundown, we all loved Chinese Album, because between the ones in the conversation and the ones that made it in, there's only two that did not get played. So that's just a fun little note. And three left from there. Okay. All right. So here's the rundown. I keep talking off mic because I'm smart. In unanimously, Mungo City, Glad to Know, I Wish You Well, and In the Meantime. That's a good start. Really, really good start. And we have, how many through? 10. 10 in the combos, so we need to trim it down to 6. And we have, to choose from, Cruel to Be Kind, Space is the Place, Candyman, Starside, Zeros, Second Avenue, Captain Freeman, Carry On, Gluttony, and Deceit. All right, so is there anything that sticks out as, at this point, we probably don't need it? Or it just doesn't stand a chance against everything else?
I would say maybe Second Avenue.
Yeah, I loved Second Avenue, but I think everything else here is stronger.
Yeah, I can agree with that.
All right, let's drop Second Avenue. So that gives us 9 to get down to 6. All right, so let's do the next question. Is there anything that jumps out that you really, really want to get in?
For me, Space is the Place.
What Space is the Place?
I could agree with that. I think that's a tune that should be on there.
It's, again, fun punk rock little ditty there. All right, so now we've got 5 in, and then I'll give this rundown again, and we'll... Cruel to Be Kind, Candyman, Starside, Zeros, Captain Freeman, Carry On, Gluttony, and Deceit.
I think we need one ballad on there.
Yeah, so let's see. That gives us... So, Deceit.
Or Zeros.
Zeros. Starside.
I mean, I would be good with any of those three.
I know, right?
Yeah.
So, how important is album representation to you guys at this point? Do we want to kind of represent everything equally? Or as equally as we can?
I wouldn't say it needs to be equal, but everything should be represented some way.
Because right now we have everything is represented at this point.
Okay.
So if if we only want one ballad, I don't know that we necessarily only need one ballad, though. I will say that I don't think we need both Starside and Zeros. I think one of those probably should go. And I don't know which one, because I love them both.
Yeah, that was tough for me, too. What do you think, Peter? Between the two.
Starside and Zeros. Oh, and they're both from the same album, too.
Yep. Listening never does any good, but maybe it will this time. Do you guys want to listen to a little bit?
Sure, sure.
Yeah.
Let me scroll down. Let me find my... I forgot I had to reset the machine, so it's all jacked. All right, so a little of Starside here, which benefits from... I will say this, because looking at it, it benefits from its placement in the album, because it comes off the back of Space Hog and goes into Candyman. You guys hear that? Or you need a little bit more? I like the way it kicks in. Yeah, this is not going to help. This is going to make it worse. No. This is definitely going to make it worse. Let's get a little bit of Zeros. Actually, you know what? Let's try to get the chorus in here. Here we go. Side. Home. All right. So that's Starside. A little bit of Zeros here. This one takes a sec to get going. I forgot how long it sets up. Zero, 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 zero. Skip too far ahead because I can't remember where the chorus drops in. Little bit of noodling around. Talk about that Bowie influence. It's almost like redoing the song. There we go. I don't know. This didn't help me at all. I don't know if it helped you guys, but that definitely did not help me at all. It made it worse.
Not really. I mean, I love both of those songs. I'm kind of leaning towards Zeros. I think it's a really good closing track. Yeah. Plus, that opening line of "Please excuse me, I meant no harm of being born" is pretty much a classic.
Yeah.
Zeros sounds more like outer space to me.
Yeah.
If that makes any sense.
I get you. Yeah. Let's plop Zeros through. We'll hold off on cutting Starside. Although I really don't think we need them both. All right, so that gives us 6. We need 4 more.
Speaking of epic, though, if we have Zeros, do we also need Deceit?
Ooh, I don't know if we do.
They're kind of similar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't. And I mean, again, album representation. What it is, we've already got 2 through. There's also Gluttony still sitting around. I think Gluttony is probably the better representative if we want a third from the record, because it leans towards the rock side. Yeah, let's drop Deceit. All right, so we've got 6 through and 6 left, so we need to trim 2 more out. And I'm going to run them through again. Cruel to Be Kind, Candyman, Starside, Gluttony, Captain Freeman, and Carry On. I feel like at least one of these Chinese album ones needs to get through, either Captain Freeman or Carry On.
I agree with that.
It's a hard choice, though.
Well, what could we cut right now? Could we, I mean, is there something that we should obviously cut off of this?
I mean, I love Candyman, but at this point it feels like we probably don't need it.
Yeah, that's kind of where I was at. I really love that song, and I love the movie that seems to have inspired it, mm-hmm. but I don't know if we need another song for Resident Alien.
Okay.
Or do we not have enough from Resident Alien?
We've got 3.
That's what I thought.
So here's what I say. Well, 1, 2. So there's 6 left. 2 got to go. We could drop Candyman and Starside. It would put Cruel to Be Kind through. So that would be 4 for Resident Alien. But there's, I mean, we definitely don't need 3 more through from Resident Alien. And we've already got Zeros, so I feel like we can lose Starside safely. And if I'm putting Cruel to Be Kind up against Candyman, I'm taking Cruel to Be Kind any day.
Yeah, I would agree.
Yeah.
All right. So that's our 10 then, I think. What did I just do? Okay, there it is. Put those through. Woo. All right. Let me run down these 10, and then we'll turn up the pressure. Mungo City, Captain Freeman, Carry On, Glad to Know, I Wish You Well, Gluttony, In the Meantime, Cruel to Be Kind, Space is the Place, and Zeros. That's a solid 10. Let's kick it over to Peter. What's your number 1 with a bullet?
I'm leaning towards either In the Meantime or Mungo City.
Ooh, you're right. I'm right there with you. What do you think, John?
As far as definitive, yeah, I could go with either one of those. I mean, I kind of vote for In the Meantime.
It's got the smooth bass line, and
yes,
it's got enough familiarity that people would go, oh, I remember this song. And now you can connect the name Space Hog to it, if we're telling you that. I think I'm leaning that same way too. I hate putting the song as the number 1, but like sometimes that's just the way it be, man.
Yeah. Cause I mean, with a lot of the 90s one hit wonder bands, I remember in the days of Napster and LimeWire, you download that song, but they'd be mislabeled as like the wrong artist. So like somebody would hear it in the meantime and think like, oh, this is Gin Blossoms or something. Or
yeah. Well, I also remember I think it being like labeled as Love the All of You or something, and you know, the ooey 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 song, or just never the right name and definitely never the right band. So yeah, I think In the Meantime's a safe choice. Let me run it down one last time. In the Meantime, Mungo City, Captain Freeman, Carry On, Glad to Know, I Wish You Well, Gluttony, Cruel to Be Kind, Space is the Place, and Zeros. It's a solid 10. If you've never ever given Spacehawk a chance, give this 10 a chance, and then, you know, you don't after that, there isn't much else to ingest. So if you like these 10, it's pretty much a guarantee you'll like the band. So with that being said, 54321, patreon.com/ohhijustin. I know I did that at the beginning, but I like to repeat myself sometimes. What's the big deal? What are you going to do? Cry about it? Patreon.com/ohhijustin. It would be wonderful if you went there and pledged $1 a month, where you get everything I'm doing. That comes to like songs I'm writing. It comes to all the podcasts I'm doing, and it, whatever else, maybe a comic book that might be in the works. Plenty of stuff I'm doing. $1 a month gets you in the door and helps me out a great deal. And I'll put this out again. When I get to $100 a month, I'm going to do a 24-hour broadcast all by myself. And yeah, why not? I'm a madman. Things happen. Guys, I can't thank you enough for you know, putting your lives on pause for a minute to like blast through three albums and talk about them with me.
Nah, it's cool. They're a good band. Like I was actually glad to rediscover them.
Yeah, it was fun. It was really interesting, you know, having to pick songs from a band I had never really listened to before. And as always, I'm just happy to be here. So yeah, thank you for asking me.
Yeah, John. And so that being said, we put this out in the front. The next time you'll be with us is whenever me, you, and Fredo can etch out the time to get Alabama done.
Yes, that seems to be the next one.
And I mean, at least most of the work for that should be done, or pretty close. I'm down to like 23. I still got to make my last three cuts. I put it on pause because Fredo canceled. So I was like, okay, I think I can safely move on to the next band for now. And Peter, you're up in line. You're going to be on a Please Explain episode for Coldplay.
Yeah, that's going to be rough.
Well, I'm looking forward to it because, so I want to explain this before we go, and we are at the end. I think people think Please Explain is like a harsh thing. It's not. It's just I've heard enough from the band, but they haven't made enough of an impression on me. And this is the simplest way I can put it. I've heard enough from them, but I'm not willing to do the work. I'm not willing to go dive through their discography. You know, most of these, which is saying something, I guess. But, you know, with Coldplay, I've heard all their radio stuff, and it's just like, okay, I don't hate them. It's just nothing grabbed me enough to go, yeah, okay, I'm willing to give this a shot. So it's going to be on you and Mary to convince me that I've been wrong and should go ahead and listen to Coldplay. I will say this as well. Let's see. The Please Explains have been Nickelback, Dave Matthews Band, and Hanson so far. And nobody has been able to convince me I was wrong. Although everybody has moved me to the middle on all of those bands. I no longer have a bad feeling about any of those bands. So good luck, Peter.
I think I can make a good convincing argument for at least their first few albums.
Well, you know, and it's up to you guys, and I'll explain the rules more thoroughly in the group chat. I don't want to bore our listeners who are already at this point calling me a douche. So we can have fun here. So with all that being said, Space Hog, learn them, love them, people. We'll talk to you next week. Bye.